Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Zach Lee. Welcome back to another episode of The Dish, your favorite NBA sports podcast, because you guys get to eat up all this basketball knowledge that we may or may not be spitting. Anyways, I got a couple of co-hosts here. You guys want to introduce yourselves? Be souls.
First of all, that was low-key nasty. You got it.
I was over here trying to hold this right. Laugh so hard.
We spit in your they eat up what we spit. what's good, y'all? Welcome back. Another episode of The Dish. Let's get it popping.
And then Dom.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka Dom Zobo, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. How you guys doing? Another episode of The Dish that you can eat up what we spit. Whether it's facts or not, apparently.
It's optional.
That's a fact. What was also was optional was, actually it wasn't much of an option. They didn't give them much of a choice, but the Clippers, story broke out saying that they offered Blake Griffin for Karl Anthony Towns, one of the more bold trade requests we've seen in a long time. Do you guys think this actually happened?
I'm not surprised that it came out. It's the Clippers. They're trying everything they can to get young players, but no one wants to give them any young players. So it probably was.
I think that I definitely think they sent this trade and just thought they had the keys, you know. They just knew this trade was just golden. It was a win-win on both sides, you know. We'll give you Blake, the guy that gets hurt by his own teammates. You just slide his car in the T-Towns, you know. It's fair trade. I don't see what was wrong with it, man. That was a Clipper trade right there. That trade defined the Clippers' legacy right there.
Bro, if you're Blake Griffin now, do you come out and demand a trade from the Clippers? Like, you got your money. You already got your money from your contract for them. Now you get out of town to a place where you can win. Clearly, they're trying to move you anyways. They're not really committed to you. I mean, obviously, he only signed there for the money because he could get more money there. Anyone else? Why else would he have volunteered to stay with the bad side of L.A.?
Yes,
yeah, terrible side of LA.
Do y'all think he could come out, take offense to that, and demand a trade?
I mean, we've seen it with Kyrie, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, this is the exact same situation happened with Kyrie. Kyrie found out his name was getting thrown into trades. He was like, I take it in my own hands, demand a trade, and give you locations. And actually went to a contending team.
I'm just confused about like the whole demanding trade thing. So if like a player goes to the GM and says, I'm demanding a trade, couldn't the GM just say no?
Nah, it's a difference. I thought it was a difference between, like, you could request a trade, and then if you demanded one, then it was like, man, like, you have to pay, like, the demand one. Like, you have to, like, pay a fee, and then they have to trade you. Yeah, that's what I
didn't. I didn't think about that, but I just thought it would be like, they couldn't, well, I just thought, like, they want to move you now since obviously you're not happy there. If you're not happy there, you're not going to be doing your best for the team. Might become a distraction. Then once you're a free agent, you're pretty much gone. So if you don't want to be there, they might as well trade you now. But that being said, I don't even know who would really trade for Blake Griffin or give them a lot for him. I can see his value being extremely low because of all of his injuries.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if they could trade
him. I'm thinking about, would the Cavs be like a suitor for them, potential suitor?
Like what, the pick plus Tristan Thompson?
I'm going to say that's all you Shumpert. Like.
I mean, Shumpert. I guess that's worth it if you think he can stay healthy. The thing is, if you get to the finals, would he even be there?
That is so would he be?
Like, he's had so many injuries that any serious teams would have to shy away. I know the Suns wanted him over the offseason. They had a meeting scheduled for him, but he wound up signing with the Clippers, like, right at midnight. So maybe you could go to them and get, like, Josh Jackson or something for Blake Griffin. But. Yeah. I don't know about any actual good teams trading for him.
Even if Blake goes to Cleveland, it's not like, honestly, I don't think he closes the gap either.
No, I don't think. State, so. I don't even know how that really works with him as a
I don't know what position he's going to play on the court. They got Kevin Love at the five. So if you got Kevin Love and Blake Griffin on the court together, I mean, it sounds good on paper.
I don't know, does it? I can't even imagine Isaiah Thomas, LeBron James, Kevin Love. And Blake Griffin and, like, Dwayne Wade on the court at the same time. Like, what is that?
What is that? What?
That seems like a failed My League experiment or something. Like,
that it doesn't just seems like somebody's playing 2K.
Get bounced out the first round type of stuff.
Yeah, then big man playing with LeBron, they often become spot-up three-point shooters. And I don't think Blake Griffin is cut out for that role either. So him and LeBron, not a good mix.
Yeah. Aside from honestly, that, I can't really think of any teams.
I mean, for Blake Griffin, let me think. I mean,
L.A.?
Like contending teams or just any team? In I don't want him in that, not in the Laker uniform. No. I could see probably. I'm trying to think what teams could make a move for Blake.
Low-key, I hate to say it, but I think my Pistons might.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying that I would want Blake Griffin, but I could see Stan Van Gundy, if he could get a big enough of a discount for him, taking him, because he likes to get discounted players.
What about the Rockets?
The Rockets?
What if the Rockets made a move for him?
I don't think he fits their system that much.
I don't see like a possible trade that they have, because they don't have any real young pieces that they want to get up. Like Ryan Anderson for Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
That'll be obvious. He might just stay there. The Nets, I guess. I don't know.
Might be stuck there, bro.
The Clipper curse is real, bro.
I could see Phoenix. That's like the only team I could see actually trying to trade for him. But
they would have to give like half their team. I mean, who they?
What is have? What is have their team really? That is true. They got.
I mean, if you're trying to make it,
Bender Jackson, someone else.
Yeah, which isn't much at all. So.
Yeah, because you would have to make the contract matchup too, and Blake's getting the max deal, so you would have to give up Greg Monroe.
I feel like the Clippers could just absorb that contract. They're not really paying anyone. They're a bunch of rookies.
Not even rookies. A bunch of niggas from the G League. Like players that look like they're 30, but. They're like rookies. It's crazy.
That's a fact.
Like, I didn't think the Clippers could get much worse, and then they go sign people I've never heard of. Like, they just went out and got worse. It's crazy.
Hey, but the Clippers have been winning though. That's what's crazy.
Shout out to my boy Lou Will.
What is it, like 4 or 5 in a row now? They're like 21-21, and Lou Williams is out here balling. Like, do you guys think Lou Williams could have been like this guy his entire career if he was given the chance?
I mean, he's shown the flashes. Like, the biggest concern with him was his ability to do it on a daily basis, which was, you know, that was a pretty real concern. So.
I mean, listen, once they come out with theories that prove that once you miss your first shot, you're not the same, like, effective player, it's kind of out the window at that point. Like, it's just out of people's hands. I don't, like, literally, there's, like, stories saying Lou Will plays better after he hits his first shot. When you're dubbed that kind of player, I don't know if you really can be given a chance, for real, for real. I mean, I think you have to be on the Clippers to get a chance. Like, if you're that kind of player.
It just sucks that maybe he wasn't given that chance, because he's showing what he could do right now. And it's not even a fluke at this point, because he's been doing it all season long. And it seems like he's only getting better now, too, for some reason.
At 31, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. I honestly feel like he could have been an all-star at some point of his career if he wasn't always stuck to the sixth man. Even then, though, it's not like it's a bad thing. He's one of the best sixth men ever.
Yeah.
Probably close behind Manu Ginobili.
And Kevin McHale. Shouts to Kev.
Yeah, true. But, yeah. Shout out to the Clippers, man.
Do y'all think Lou Will is their best player right now?
Yes.
Oh, without a doubt.
True.
That's a fact. Blake Griffin... Since he came back, he really hasn't done that much. DeAndre Jordan finally went down, and then who else do they have?
Yo, my boy Blake. Well, he's not even my boy, but he's been hella disappointing, man. I thought he was going to be an MVP candidate.
He started off the season really good, like his first 5 games before he was injured.
And then he got hurt by Austin Rivers, and everything went downhill. He got hurt by his teammate. The best Clipper got hurt by the worst Clipper, and everything went downhill. Sad.
But Austin Rivers is here now too, so it's okay. He didn't gotta worry about that.
Man. Next thing you know, one of the G League players get him hurt, he has to retire.
Sindarius Thornwell.
Sindarius
Thornwell. If you have the name of Thornwell, my nigga, like, you should never be allowed in the league. I'm sorry. Like, listen, Sindarius, if you're hearing this, nothing personal against you, bro. It's just, your last name's Thornwell, bro. Come on. Come on, bro. Who's buying your jersey? Like, really? No disrespect, no disrespect.
That's crazy. Like, even if he was great, I don't think he could ever be a star just because who's going to buy that jersey?
Bro, no one's walking around with a... You know what? I take that back, because I remember sitting down thinking, who's going to buy a Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey back when I couldn't say his name? I didn't...
I think that's different because it's like, you know, it's kind of foreign, so it's like it's understandable. But Sindarius Thornwell,
but see, you got to realize when Giannis, for like my first experience seeing Giannis was on 2K, and he was like a 6 overall, and he was 18 with the longest name I've ever seen. So I had the same reaction like I have with Sindarius Thornwell, like, bro, who's copying your jersey? Now, if you ball out, I mean, hey, people gonna copy your jersey. You ball out regardless.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just he's not balling, and his name is Sindarius Thornwell, so it's like two negatives.
Sindarius Thornwell. So
speaking of balling, though, Lonzo Ball. Since he's come back, the Lakers are 4-1. There was that one ugly game where they lost when he first came back, but since then they've actually been looking pretty good. Can't lie, and Lonzo has a huge part to do with that, I think. What do you guys think about the Lakers and Lonzo Ball right now? All right, Dom, I know you've been waiting for this.
Waiting for this moment to finally talk about my Lakers and this boy Lonzo Ball. First of all, anyone who don't like Lonzo's game, you don't know basketball and you're blasphemous. You lose all basketball credibility talking to me if you don't think what he's doing is special in his own way. When I talk about Lonzo, I put him in the same light that I put Draymond Green is. I'm not saying the same type of player, but they have the same type of impact to a team. You need players like that if you want to win. You need selfless players who are going to go out and just do anything that needs to be done if you want to win. You just need guys like that. Every championship team has them. Lonzo's numbers, I mean, first of all, they look impressive. It's just the scoring. No, if you're not scoring a lot of points, apparently you're not impressive. So I don't know what kind of warrior-washed minds you guys have, like people have these days. But scoring isn't everything when it comes to basketball and any real basketball.
Scoring's catching up too. It's not like
yeah, it he's is. Starting to shoot better.
I mean, his whole thing was he was shooting like 6% from the field and he was still averaging like 8 points. So you knew once his averages went up, well, his percentages went up, his scoring will go up as well, and it's starting to happen, and you're starting to see what a complete Lonzo would look like, and it's looking pretty good. Plus, his impact on the Lakers is crazy. Like, we're a way better team this year than last year, and it's just because of him, and it showed when we lost him, and we dropped, like, 6 games straight.
Yeah. I think his defense, too, is, like, really underrated.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Bro, his defense is so underrated, bro. Like, watching Laker games, you will see him switch off to any team's best player without hesitation. You will see him literally get down in his position. He has long arms. He knows his timing is extremely well for a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, coming into the game, coming into the league when we drafted him, watching him at UCLA, I thought he was a poor defender. I was like, that's going to be his downfall. He's just not going to be able to play defense. He proved me totally wrong. Like, he's our best defender. Not even arguably, but he's our best defender. And it's just because it's a team defense, not even just individually. He's our best defender.
That's actually true.
Like, he's getting a couple games, averaging, getting, like, 4 or 5 steals. That's, like, a
couple blocks here and there, too.
Yeah. I think his length is, like, really helps him out in that case.
Man.
That is true.
You brought up Draymond Green, and that just got me thinking, like, what would a team with Lonzo and Draymond Green look like?
Oh, my God. That team wouldn't even be fun playing against them.
That would be a really good team. Like, you have those two players, and you can put basically anyone else on the team. I feel like they'd be good. Once Lonzo is, you know, not a rookie anymore and is more experienced, of course.
Yeah, of course. But even as a rookie, he's like, what he's doing as a rookie is what's the impressive thing. Like, as a rookie, he's doing better than a lot of vets are doing, like all around, not just in the scoring column. Obviously, hella players are scoring more than him. But when they come, and I don't know why people don't value rebounds from a point guard. That's stupid. That's like saying you don't value assists from a big man.
I think that has to do with Russell Westbrook. Guys like Russell Westbrook, people are like, you know, stat chasing, stat padding, stuff like that.
That's kind true. I get that one. But still, if someone's doing good, like, they acknowledge their stat. Like, if you clearly see they're not stat padding or chasing triple-doubles. Like, Lonzo is just going out there and he's just playing within the flow of the game. Like, people say that Lonzo needs to be more aggressive and take more shots. Like, no, just he plays better. He plays best when he's just playing in the flow of the game. And another thing. Those outlet passes he throw, hands down, he's top 5 in the league with outlet passes already. It is crazy. He throws them like he's still in high school.
He moves the ball.
So fast. without hesitation. Like, if it's a guy, he throws it to where you need to be. And that's what separates an all-time passer from a good passer. That's what separates your Chris Pauls from your Kemba Walkers. And that's what separates... that's what separates your LeBrons from your Nicholas Batums. Like, you get guys that can pass the ball, but then you get guys who can pass. And I like how I had the shit on two Hornets players. Fuck. Anyway, it's just something about guys who can pass you open and pass it to you when you're open. It's just a big difference.
Yeah, what I want to say about Lonzo too is, like, people see him as a pure passer's point guard, and I think he's going to draw comparisons to guys like you said, Chris Paul, LeBron James, all the better passers in the NBA. Except one thing about him is he doesn't dribble the ball at the top of the key like the rest of the guys do. You know, he's not going to sit there for 10 seconds, 15 seconds of the shot clock, then make one pass that will lead to an assist. Hey, we gotta get to that in a second. But he, like, just keeps the ball moving. That's what's different about him compared to some of the other point guards and other players that aren't point guards. And I think that's kind of undervalued. And that's why he might not always rack up, like, 13, 14 assists. Because if the ball is always moving, you know, the person he passes to is going to pass the ball, just passing until they find an open shot. And that starts with Lonzo. That's what he does.
Yeah, that's his impact on the team.
Is it bad that they rely, like, this much on Lonzo? Does that show, like, how sus of a coach Luke Walton is? Does that, like, prove the susness?
I don't think we're relying on Lonzo. I just think he's just that good of a passer.
Yeah.
Like, when he was hurt, you seen when we were playing, we would have, like, Ingram at the one trying to initiate the same plays Lonzo initiates, and he just can't make the passes. Like, he doesn't have the confidence within himself to let the ball go because he'll see a defender and get scared off. Like, it's not relying on somebody. It's not a problem if they're showing you, hey, this is what I do. Like, for example, Donovan Mitchell. The Jazz aren't just relying on their rookie to go out and score. That's just him. He's doing that. Like, he's going out and getting the buckets. But come on, a lot of the plays, he's just going out there getting buckets. It's not even like,
he's all they got on offense.
I mean, that is very true. But I'm just saying, it's not like, oh, they're relying on their rookie. He's just showing you he can ball. Like, that's his game. Yeah, and with Lonzo, his game is just changing the culture of how we pass the ball, how we play. And I love it. It's what we need. Ball movement.
It's true. And then also, like, with the whole they rely on him, like, when he went down, you could see how different the Lakers were. I think the more they play with him as the years go on, they get used to him being on the court, even if he does go down for, like, a little bit of time. I think he'll be so contagious at that point that they'll always feel like the ball should just be moving, you know? They'll be used to the ball moving nonstop. And as for Luke Walton, Lonzo does help, but it's like the team is built around Lonzo at this point. You know, the offense was structured around what Lonzo can do, and that's what started it with Luke Walton, because he could have just tried to be like, no, Lonzo, play like Chris Paul, play like John Wall, dribble the ball at the top of the key for 10, 12, 13, 15 seconds and make a pass when you see an open guy. And instead, they have this, like, kind of Golden State-ish offense where the ball bounces around a lot.
This is Josh Martin, co-host of Hollywood Hoops. Now, like a lot of you, I've tried a lot of these different meal kit services, delivery services, where they send meals to your house that you get to cook yourself. And every time I run into the same two problems. Number one, I don't eat meat, so my options are usually pretty limited. And number two, it just takes too long to make these meals sometimes. So I've been looking for a solution to those problems, and fortunately, I found one in Hungry Root. What Hungry Root does is deliver weekly boxes of healthy convenience foods that you can use to make a variety of inspiring, delicious dishes. All their food is plant-based and gluten-free and comes either ready to eat or ready in less than 15 minutes. You can choose to make the dishes according to their recipes or mix and match ingredients for additional flexibility. flexibility. So Hungry Root offers over 75 dishes that you can make at home, like their fan favorite sweet potato pad thai or their cult favorite almond chickpea cookie dough, for $25 off each of your first two deliveries. For a total savings of $50, visit www.hungryroot.com and enter the code ALMIGHTY, ALMIGHTY, at checkout. That's www.hungryroot.com and enter the code ALMIGHTY for $25 off each of your first two deliveries.
Which is great.
But I guess that doesn't stop Luke Walton from being on the hot seat, since a lot of reports come out, some saying otherwise, some saying not, that, you know, the Lakers are looking to replace him with David Fizdale to appeal to LeBron, and players don't have some right. The players don't support him, but this has been coming out, even though Magic Johnson and Jeannie Buss both voiced their support for him yesterday. So what do you guys make of this whole Luke Walton on the hot seat situation?
Go ahead, Don, you're the Lakers fan, bro.
First of all, I just need everybody, please, please, for the love of God, can y'all stop taking what y'all hear from LaVar Ball to the heart? Like, bro, if you don't understand by now that what this man is doing is just trying to create a story so you talk about the Lakers, so you keep them in the press run, so you keep them in the headers, so you keep talking about Lonzo and Bill, the big baller brand. Like, if y'all don't realize what he's doing by now, you're mentally handicapped. Like, come on. Like, people are like whatever LaVar Ball says, people are just taking it, and they're taking it to heart so bad. Like, he's saying the most outlandish things, and it's clear that, like, you can just brush that off. Like, Luke Walton brushed it off. I don't understand how the man he was talking about was able to brush it off and no one else was able to. Like, he literally was able to crack jokes immediately afterwards. Like, he knows it's just, like Lonzo said, it's just him making noise. Like, it's just noise. And I love Luke Walton. I love him as a bench warmer, and I love him as a coach, you know? Luke Walton, the team looks great. He's bringing that Warriors ball moving, like SDC said, and I've realized it since day one. And I love it. Like, I have no issues with Luke Walton. We're a young team. We need time to develop. Brad Stevens wasn't in the goddamn playoffs in 2 years pushing teams. Okay, it takes time. Everyone can't be the Celtics. The rebuild process The rebuild process can't be that fast. It takes time, and it takes veteran players. That's all I got to say about that. And if we were to get rid of Luke Walton, I mean, Fizdale would definitely be the first guy I say get, if not Mark Jackson. But I don't want to get rid of Luke Walton. So
would you want Fizdale to appeal to LeBron? Is that why?
I mean, no, it has nothing to do with LeBron. And first of all, I don't even want LeBron on the Lakers no more. Like, I'm off of that. Like, I'm well.
Why don't you want LeBron on the Lakers,
Bro? Listen, look, man. It's just like I'm seeing what we got with Lonzo. It's like, why would you need LeBron there? You know, it's not like
just build young. Yeah, bro. Sometimes it's better that way.
No, I'm not even saying Bill Young. It's just like, you know, sometimes
you don't want to mess up what you got.
Yeah, I don't want to put a star that's gonna hold the ball the whole time. You know, I don't want that. You know, I need a little bit more ball movement. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying LeBron doesn't move the ball. I'm just saying that, you know.
I mean, other people are. So
I'm just saying, you know, you know, Lonzo moves the ball pretty good, so you don't necessarily need LeBron. You know.
And the drama he raises.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Because I don't think if he went there next year, that means he wants these guys to start winning it now. Alonzo's in his second year, Ingo would be in his third, Kuzma in his second. He's like, you guys got to step up. We got to beat the Warriors right now.
Exactly. That's my biggest problem about LeBron. Like, when he's on your team, you have like so high expectations, but he doesn't even give you the certainty that he'll stay on your team.
Right.
You
know
That's just
2 years. You got 2 years. We're gonna have to win a championship. If not, I'm out. You guys did all this stuff to get me. You know, it was cool, but I'm taking my talent somewhere else now.
You got 2 years, or I'm out. That's
and him doing that.
I'm going, bro.
And him doing that, like, damages the chances of him winning a championship in those 2 years because of the lack of uncertainty or the lack of certainty. So, I don't know. That's just my
brain. Just look at the Cavs now. They got a championship out of LeBron. I'm not bashing LeBron for going back there. But they did have Kyrie Irving. They're about to have Andrew Wiggins. Maybe, just maybe, they could have started to build something there. They spend one more year in the lottery. Then they have some core of a big three after Andrew Wiggins was... What draft was after him? I forgot. Some player from the next draft. They could have had a nice thing for a decent amount of time. They could have built something. But now that they got LeBron, they had to go into win now mode, and now they're terrified that he's going to leave and leave them with nothing at all. That's what LeBron does to you.
Do you agree, Bisos? Do you think a Cavaliers team with Andrew Wiggins would have turned into something good? I got to hear this.
I think if Wiggins was on that team, are we assuming that LeBron still stays? Or like
no, this LeBron no, no, no. never comes back to Cleveland.
Yeah, this LeBron doesn't come back.
I don't know, man. I think because in Minnesota he had like it's not like I know Cat came, but it's not like he didn't have his opportunities and his shots. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they'd be that good.
Bisos is the Skip Bayless to the Andrew Wiggins.
I've been following this whole situation with Bisos and Wiggins.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you did not know, the biggest Andrew Wiggins hater in the world is this man.
I'm not
Bisos.
A hater.
You are a
bro. It's him and Lo both right now. Him and Legend of Winning both.
I just want to know when the cutoff is to say like to man. Stop the whole potential thing. Because you were talking about that too.
That's not even that. You were calling this man a bust. I don't want to hear that. You were calling him a bust.
Okay, my definition of a bust is you underperforming from your expectations. Oh Michael Beasley a bust? Is Michael Beasley a bust?
I mean,
you can't compare him to Andrew Wiggins. You can't compare him to Andrew Wiggins. That's not fair.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
He's a number two overall pick. He had expectations to be a star and be a franchise player. Why not?
Because he's been, like, dealing with other stuff. He's been in and out of the NBA.
He's been smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah, that ain't fair. That ain't fair to call put him in the same category as Andrew Wiggins. See, I'm not giving up on Andrew Wiggins yet. Part of me thinks it's something, I don't know, something he needs a right system. Because you know how some players just need to be a part of the right system. I know Andrew Wiggins is just a scorer. He gets the ball, he gets his shots, and the shots don't fall. But I think if you gave him the right situation, somebody could use him more effectively than he's being used now.
That is true.
I don't know. I just think he should be way further than what he is right now. Way further.
I agree. But
way further?
Way further.
But it's not even the potential. He has the ability. He has the skills on the offensive end, at least, to be a special player. But they're just using him in like a very isolated role. Every time he gets the ball, it's ISO. That's literally it. So
I mean, because you can't do anything else.
I mean, but hey, look, if that's not his game and they're trying to force that on him, I mean, you can't get mad at his numbers for not being where they should, where you want them to be if they're not using him the right way.
I mean, what is his game? Let me know.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mean, that's all we've seen the Timberwolves use him for ever since he was traded there.
You would have to see him in a different situation. Like for example, with Marvin Williams. Marvin Williams was going to trend to be in the bus. And he turned it around because he got into the situation and was used differently.
Where is he now?
Bust.
Charlotte?
He's still a bust. Stop.
Is he in Charlotte still?
Yeah, he's in Charlotte.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a solid player. I mean, what was it? Was his expectation
Wait,
really
is he
that
injured?
High?
I haven't heard anything from him. Is he injured or something?
So
I don't even think he's been playing.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Anyways.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
Don't nobody care about Marvin Williams.
Because he's a bust.
No, but I think Andrew Wiggins, he'll be better somewhere else than he is with Minnesota. And I wouldn't be surprised if eventually Minnesota does look into dealing him because, I mean, then it just doesn't seem like it's working out with Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay, going back to the Jimmy Butler trade, looking at it right now, would you rather trade Wiggins for Butler or do the same thing that they just did with LaVine and Chris?
Honestly, I don't even know.
I would have kept LaVine. I think LaVine would have been a better fit, honestly.
I think so.
I think they should.
I think he could have been a better catch and shoot player from three.
Yeah,
But I don't know why they went out and got Jimmy Butler out of all players still. I still don't.
Tom Thibodeau's guy.
Listen, the same way B. Souls is the Andrew Wiggins hater, I'm a Jimmy Butler hater.
What? How are you a Jimmy Butler hater?
How can you hate on Jimmy Butler? Listen, Jimmy Butler's cool. I've never been a big Jimmy Butler fan.
What is it about Jimmy Butler that you
I just don't see it. I don't see that thing. Like, okay, the way you're talking about him, the way you hear that pitch in your voice, I don't got that pitch. That pitch ain't in my voice when it comes to Jimmy Butler. I don't believe it. I don't believe it yet. I'm sorry. He's cool. Man. He's a good player. I just
what okay, can he do on the court?
Do you think he's a superstar?
Yes.
That's where we defer. Boom, there it is. I don't think he's a superstar.
So we're the same thing. That's my take on
winning. I mean, Jimmy Butler is one of the best. He's one of the best winners in the NBA. That's all I'm going to say.
Wait, no, we're not going to just skip by that like B-Souls didn't say that.
Wait, what did he say?
No one thinks Wiggins is a superstar, though, B-Souls. Like, we're not the same.
I'm just saying, your hate towards Jimmy Butler is the same.
I won't call it hate. Hate is a strong word.
I don't hate Wiggins, too.
I'd say Dom is dissatisfied with Jimmy Butler.
Say, I am also dissatisfied with Wiggins.
I am also dissatisfied with Wiggins.
Jimmy Butler is one of my favorite players in the league. He knows how to win. That's all I'm gonna say.
Does he?
No, he
does.
Yes,
I'm about to say
yes.
He knows how to win. There's another guy on the team that doesn't. But let me chill.
He got that Chicago Bulls team to the playoffs all those years by himself.
Did he? Stop.
And look at the Wolves now. They put him on the team, and all of a sudden they're fourth.
Fighting
for third in the West.
I contribute that to Jeff Teague. I'm joking. Jeff Teague. No. He's shown he can win. Like I said, he's a good player. He's an all-star in my eyes. He's a good player. I just don't think he's a superstar yet. Like, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen superstar in him. I haven't seen it. I've seen good player. Like, Paul George. Paul George isn't a superstar. He's a good player. He's a great player. He's just not a superstar.
Jimmy Butler's better than Paul George.
He is.
I mean...
Dom, stop. He is.
Is he though?
Yes.
Stop.
Y'all taking JB over PG?
Every time. Yes.
I don't know, man.
What does PG do better than Jimmy?
Let me stop there. Okay.
Especially in the clutch too.
Bro, Brandon Ingram's more clutch than PG. That doesn't even count.
But no, Jimmy Butler is actually like probably one of the clutchest players in the NBA. That man hits a lot of shots.
Yes.
I
don't watch a lot of Jimmy Butler games.
That's why you're not a fan of him.
I've seen Jimmy Butler play. I've watched a couple games of his. I'm just saying I don't pay attention to every game, so I wouldn't see all his clutch moments. That's what I mean by that.
Jimmy Butler got like that Kawhi Leonard effect to him.
Really?
He's not Kawhi Leonard. Of course, Kawhi is still better, but I'm just saying, like, what NBA have you been watching?
He said he has that Kawhi Leonard effect. Whoa.
He does? Yes.
I ain't seen it yet. That's probably why I don't like him like that. I ain't seen it yet. I got to see it. Listen, this year in the playoffs, let me know everything I need to know about Jimmy Butler. Listen,
shows up in the playoffs. His teams always suck, but he shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy's showing up. I'm just worried about someone else not showing up.
Oh, my God. See, the same way
Watch Andrew Wiggins be like a beast in the playoffs. He sucks in the regular season, but in the playoffs...
Watch, they just switch roles.
55% in the field, 40% from deep, 26 points per game. Andrew Wiggins in the playoffs.
Oh, man. Wiggins, I don't know, man. I just need more from Wiggins. That's it.
Same thing from Jimmy Butler, man. I just gotta see more.
What more do you need?
I need to see more success. I need to see some success with Jimmy Butler, man.
What success could he have had so far in his career?
Listen. Dwight took Turgaloo to the finals. I don't give a damn. Okay? Dwight went to the finals with Courtney Lee.
Jimmy Butler was supposed to take Robin Lopez?
Hey.
And wheelchair Derrick Rose?
Hey, that sound like goddamn Turgaloo and damn Jimmy Nelson to me. They sound like they're on the same tier. sounds about right.
He said Dwight took Turkaloo.
I don't want to hear that, man. This nigga Hakeem won two finals with Kenny Smith and Sam Cassell. as quality players.
You're telling me you wanted Jimmy Butler to beat LeBron?
No, I'm saying I just want to see. I need to see Jimmy Butler. I just want to beat LeBron.
That's what you want.
I just haven't seen. Okay, for example, the reason I would consider Paul. Well, he's not a superstar, but the reason I like Paul George is because I've seen him in the battles against LeBron, and he tested him.
He had other players.
Yep, you're right. He had Roy Hibbert. You're right. You're right.
Roy Hibbert was an all-star back then. He was an all-star back then.
And then they
had, we thought Stevenson was about to be a star back then. He had Jeff T. It was George Hill. He had David West. He had help.
This man Hibbert was averaging 2.6 blocks a game. You're right.
Hibbert was a nice quality player. How many blocks was Robin Lopez averaging last year?
Robin Lopez to Roy Hibbert.
You might as well. It's kind of the same. You might as well.
At the time, he was an all star. Chill out,
bro.
But Jermaine Nelson was an all star too. Mo Williams was an all star. Jameer,
they actually did that just so they want two all stars on each team.
Isn't it a trend? It's funny how, you know, LeBron and Dwight, they take, you know, players like Jermaine Nelson and Mo Williams to the All Star game.
Compared Dwight Howard to LeBron James.
Those are the two most recent guys to get to a finals by themselves, with like not that much help star power wise.
Man, I'm just saying that Orlando team was a fluke. There was injuries. There was no way they should have made the finals. And what happened when they got to the finals? That was one of the worst final series in history. Because
they got waxed by the Lakers. That's what happened.
That was one of the worst finals histories in the series of basketball.
Look, it is what it is. Cleveland and Cleveland and San Antonio is probably worse than that.
No, it wasn't worse than that.
It was worse than that.
2009 was fun to see because Kobe actually won.
Man, I don't see him.
Okay, do y'all consider Emeka Okafor a bust?
Oh, my God.
Do you consider Emeka Okafor a bust?
A bust? No, I wouldn't say bust, no. Okay, why would you consider him a bust? Because the expectations...
Yes.
He was drafted to the Hornets.
Second overall pick.
Exactly.
Never an All-Star.
What was he going to do? He was on the Bobcats. What was he going to do on the Bobcats? He was set up from the start. That's like somebody getting drafted to the Clippers.
He was set up from the start.
This man, Don. He was expected to be a franchise player, and he didn't deliver.
For the Bobcats.
Man, but he fell out of the NBA, though.
But that's because his body broke down, bro.
He was in the NBA for like 8 years. That's fine.
Man, and then as he went on, he was getting worse.
Because he's a bust.
But Andrew Wiggins ain't gonna be like that. That's different.
Y'all throwing that bust word around so easy. Hold on, let me look at this man, Emeka Okafor.
Andrew Wiggins ain't a bust.
How you spell Emeka Okafor? Hold on.
Would y'all say a number one overall pick should be at least a top 40 player?
What you're trying to say is Andrew Wiggins is Andrea Bargnani.
Yeah.
No.
No, not at all. No.
No.
No. I refuse.
Oh, I refuse. Just play the waiting game and see how he's not improving.
His whole career, he was a double-double guy. How is he a bust?
Because he didn't meet up expectations.
Just because you don't meet expectations don't mean you're a bust, though. Like, Anthony Bennett was a bust. He had the same expectations as Wiggins.
Yeah, how are you going to put Wiggins in the same class as Anthony Bennett?
He's not in the same class. First of all, I didn't say he was in the same class.
No, there's tiers to this.
All right, there's the Adam Morrisons. There's the Anthony Bennetts. Those are at the bottom, right? And then there's the Michael Beasley's. Yeah, tier one bust.
This nigga has tier to be the bust.
And then there's the tier twos, the Beasley's. You know what I mean? The Marvin Williams,
the
Emeka Okafors. Those are tier two. And then tier three is like the Greg Oden, just injuries.
So where does Wiggins go?
Two.
What?
It's two.
You got Greg Oden over Andrew Wiggins.
Okay, what has he improved on since year one?
Scoring.
Scoring.
Hey, that's all that matters in the NBA today, bro.
He just got more shots. He didn't improve.
I'm just saying, Andrew Wiggins. Something the Timberwolves aren't using him right. I don't know how he's supposed to be used, but I know he can be used more effectively than just an ISO player. I know he has to be more than just an ISO player. He's more than just a poor mellow.
Oh my god! I mean, that's just disrespectful.
Keep waiting, man. All right. You're gonna wait for these improvements. I'm gonna wait for the improvements. All right.
Man, I'm just saying he's gonna get traded one day, and then the team he gets traded to, he's gonna ball out.
The fact that he's traded is kind of. No, let me just.
Oh my god, this man.
They'd have to trade him for a reason.
I mean, Kyrie was the number one pick that got traded. What you mean?
It's not because Andrew Wiggins demanded a trade. Oh my god. So because they demanded Wiggins to be traded.
I hate me so sometimes.
Look at Chris Dunn. Look at Chris Dunn. He got traded from Minnesota. Chris. Now he's balling out in Chicago.
Exactly.
He's in his second year. What you mean? Wiggins has been in the league for four
Wiggins never got to get out of Minnesota.
But he's older than Wiggins, though. He's like already the same age. Which one is it?
I know. And Chris Dunn has already made more improvements than Wiggins.
Oh, but Chris Dunn got out. Chris Dunn got out.
He got a different opportunity.
Oh my.
Wiggins, they've been doing the same thing to him every year. Are y'all really telling
me Wiggins doesn't get opportunities?
I'm just saying he doesn't get different opportunities to prove he's something else.
I mean, sometimes you got to see somebody on a different team to see like what they really are. Like, you got to see if they make changes to their games to see if they
He's at a higher usage rating than Kat the past 2 years.
Maybe that's not the way to use. That's not the way to use
that's
him.
That's not his game.
To use him is not the right way to use him.
Use him like that.
Like yes. What?
The way they use ISO.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Man, I'm not calling Andrew Wiggins a bust. You will never.
All right, bro. Just going to play the waiting game. It's been 4 years.
Peace out.
All right, bro.
I mean, this Bezos is going
to be Bezos' come. You're going to see him on Fox Sports debating Skip Bayless about Andrew Wiggins.
It's been around 350 games. He has no injuries. He's playing 36 minutes a game. I don't know. All right.
Man, I hope Andrew Wiggins gets traded to the Celtics and he becomes the star of the Celtics. I pray that happens somehow.
I hope too, but he's not going to do it even if he gets traded.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
That man Bezos, I hate him even if he was a Celtic. Bezos is not like Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, man.
Man, you want to talk about bus? Never mind, I didn't see it. Anyways, I guess we... let's move on from this Andrew Wiggins. The guy that traded him was LeBron James. Right, he's the one that decided Andrew Wiggins' fate. He said, "You go freeze in Minnesota."
Oh my god!
Literally, it's chilly up there, bro.
Right, and some reports have come out about Cavs players not being happy with LeBron. Tyronn Lue says, "If the Cavs ever want to be good, their players have to ditch their own personal agendas. The only guy I think you possibly could be talking about is LeBron James," and rumors have come out that Cavs players aren't happy with him stat padding, basically hunting for assists, holding the ball, waiting till a guy gets open, passing the ball so they can shoot it. He makes it. He gets the assist. He gets the glory. They're like, oh, look how great the Cavs are because of LeBron James. He's the MVP. What do you guys think about this?
When CP3 does it, it's a traditional point guard. When LeBron does it, it's stat padding. I love the NBA. That's all I got to say about it. Listen, no. You know what I say about it? LeBron, you can stat pad all you want because you deserve it, okay? You earned the right to stat pad.
He said you deserve it.
You've earned the right to stat pad. You want to know why? Because you wasted 7 years of your professional basketball career trying to make some dumb shit work. I hate you, Bezos. You spent 7 years of your NBA career just waiting for stuff to be done for you, like, you know, an actual organization would do. Put good players around you and try to win. You just waited. You ain't take the most money. You were just so humble about it. And no, he was never the highest paid player this first 7 years of his career in Cleveland.
But I don't think he necessarily Never mind.
What was that? No. Go ahead. What was that? What was that? SEC?
Continue.
Anyway, never was the highest paid player on his team. But you know what? If they want to complain about the GOAT doing GOAT things, like taking the ball and saying, I ain't going to pass it. Nah, I'm joking. Look, LeBron, bro. Bro, move the ball, bro. Like, move the ball. Come on.
You know why he's doing it? Because he ain't catching MJ, bro. Stop.
Oh, my. You're turning into low. Oh, my God. Slowly, he's doing it for a reason, turning into low.
Wait, let me hear B-Soul's reason. What's the reason?
He can't catch MJ, bro.
So he's just trying to make his stats look better?
I mean, that's what guys like Nick Wright's going to say. You know what I mean? He's going to lap MJ in all statistical categories when it's all said and done. And then they're going to bring up all these stats. So, yeah, that's kind of his only argument right now. You know what I mean?
Man, I don't know. I just think that I get the whole concept of ball movement, and it doesn't really matter how great a player is if the ball is moving to find the best open shot, kind of like the Lakers do or the Spurs have been doing and the LeBron's holding it. But the way I see it is, what other player, before Isaiah Thomas came back, they really didn't have much of a playmaker outside of LeBron. And then this whole thing about he's holding the ball more this year, the ball's in his hands more. I think that had to do more with Kyrie Irving not being there.
That is true.
And having the ball in his hands either. You got to think about that. He didn't have that number two where he could pass it to, they create their own shot. That's what he was doing with Kyrie Irving. That's why it's a little higher than last year. Isaiah Thomas just came back.
Yeah, honestly, if IT was there healthy from the start, he would have been immediately put into that Kyrie role. So LeBron probably wouldn't have had the ball in his hands as much.
Now, and this is just the play LeBron's been his whole career, too. I don't get...
They're just not starting to, have a problem with it, though. But it's every... Like, people don't... It's every season we do this with the Cavs. We've been doing this with the Cavs for the past 4 years. We're nitpicking at things in the regular season, and we're saying, oh, it might be a detriment when it comes playoff time. And then LeBron just goes in his closet. He reaches for that box on the top shelf labeled the Switch. And he takes it out, and then he flips that. And then, boom.
Nintendo Switch. He lost to the Warriors on summer vacation.
So, I don't understand why we still do this. Like, people should, listen, the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing, expecting change. People are insane if you're going to keep judging the Cavs in the regular season about the same dumbass shit just for them to turn the switch, just for them to fix everything in the playoffs and lose to the Warriors. Like,
All I'm saying is all dominant teams in history, they always have these like 1 or 2 years where they're just not that, you know what I mean? Like with the Lakers, 2004. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see,
that's not them. Like, they just have a down year.
But see, the thing is, the Cavs had 4 consistent down regular seasons and then went to the playoffs. That's the difference, though.
Man, 4? Since their creation, every regular season has been a down regular season.
Damn. Low key. I mean, he ain't wrong.
I don't know. I
guess they had that 160 win season a while ago. LeBron was first there.
Yeah. Then they got, I want to say they got one when he got knocked out the playoffs, but Dwight. Then they won 60 games that year? In 2009?
I forgot which year it was. I think it was the year before he left.
I mean, would y'all agree that Cleveland is the weakest it's been since LeBron has come?
I mean, right now they look the most vulnerable, but at the same time, I ain't worried.
I mean, they looked the weakest last year.
Did they?
I mean, yeah, last year. They look weaker this year?
I think so, because last year they fixed it in the regular season. Well, no, yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, I'm about to say it didn't get fixed to the playoffs.
Yeah. And would y'all agree that the second, third, and fourth best team in the East is the strongest it's been for, like, the past 8 years, probably?
I'd say the Raptors are better, but every other team, I want to say the Wizards are like stronger than they were last year.
They're not.
Like as a cohesive unit, for the second seed to the fourth seed, it's like the strongest it's been.
Yeah, the East overall has gotten stronger, so yeah.
Yeah, like at the top.
Yeah.
So that's just where I'm coming from. Like, I get why people are concerned because these guys are going up and these.
It ain't nothing.
I mean, but the East is, it's not even that they gotten better. Is less star power in the East now. So teams have to be better teams. That's what it looks like to me. After the Cavs, Celtics, Wizards, then you got the Raptors and Bucks.
How are you gonna put the Raptors after the Wizards?
No, I'm not. No. I'm not list. I'm not going in order. I'm just naming teams that you know will have a star on them. That has a star.
Oh, okay.
After those five teams in the East, what other teams have like actual legit stars, like bona fide stars? I mean, you can say
Oladipo.
Well, this is his first year being a bona fide star, though. So this was his breakout year. Drummond, I guess, if you want to say Drummond's a star.
Kemba Walker.
That nigga's not a damn star. Come on, bro. Are you serious? You said that with a grin on your face, too. That's how I know you ain't believe it. You was laughing when you said it.
Hey, Joel Embiid.
Low-key. I forgot about my Philly boys, man. Joel's a star, bro. Hell, Ben Simmons is a star. He's a rookie.
Kemba's not a star.
No, Kemba's not a star.
Kemba's a star. He's a
Kemba's
star.
Kemba's not a
star. He's no more than a star, but he's no more than a star, but he a star. He a dim
Wiggins
star.
A star?
No.
Nigga, Reggie Jackson's more of a star than Kemba Walker.
Oh, my God.
Man, stop. I'm a Pistons fan, but stop.
Whatever.
Stop.
Anyways, what were you saying?
I don't even know. I was just talking about like the second, third best team being a lot better than it has been like the past couple of years, and the Cavs being weaker than it has been.
So you think people think that's gonna take a toll on the Cavs in the playoffs or something?
Yeah, I just think like the first two rounds before the Eastern Conference Finals will be like the hardest it's been. It's not just gonna be a clean sweep. It's not just gonna be a clean sweep.
So basically, you're trying to say like, for example, like the Lakers in 04, they eventually lost. Like, it's only a matter of time before they actually get knocked off.
These guys are always consistent, right? Like, they always dominate year in and year out, but there's always, like, that one year where it just turns around.
Let's say the playoffs started right now with ease, because realistically it could look something like this. All right, so you got the Celtics first seed, Raptors second seed, Cavs third seed, Heat fourth, Wizards fifth, Pistons sixth, Pacers seventh, and Bucks at the eighth spot. All right, so the Cavs will play the Pistons in the first round. I'm a Pistons fan. We getting swept. It's as simple as that. You gotta be realistic. And then after that, they go on to play, what, the fourth? Whoever wins, the Wizards and the Heat? The fourth seed? The 4-5 matchup?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, whoever that team is also getting swept. It's simple. And then they play... Who? They play the Raptors.
Toronto.
Yeah, they play out. Well, all right, that's a 5-6 game series.
All right.
So it wouldn't be too much different, other than the fact because either way they're gonna have to play Toronto and Boston. That's the only things they're gonna have to get past. I don't think they avoid both those teams anyway, there's no way they avoid both those teams unless they get the first seed, which they're not gonna get the number one seed. So I don't think it'll make too much of a difference that the other teams got better, because they're still not on a level where they can even put up a challenge or a fight.
They're not ready for that flip, the switch to get flipped, bro. Oh, telling you.
Yeah, I hope that switch gets lost.
But LeBron gonna go looking for that switch and can't find it.
I'm gonna steal it.
He said, I'm gonna steal it, chill.
Maybe Kyrie took it.
I'd be weak if Kyrie took the switch with him. Kyrie took it. You go into the playoffs, that man Jason Tatum start averaging 30. Like, what?
We the first seed, and we still got the switch. It's not even on.
That man Marcus Smart started shooting 45% from the three-point line. Like, what? Kyrie took the switch. That man LeBron will start ranting on Twitter. Move. Arthur Fist. Oh, that'd be funny. Question. SDC, is it sad that, and B-Souls, you're not being biased, just go ahead and agree. Is it sad that Jason Tatum's better than everybody on the Raptors other than DeMar DeRozan? Yes. Think about it.
He brought up Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, he brought up Kyle Lowry.
I think it's disrespectful to say it's better than Kyle Lowry.
Listen, SDC.
It is disrespectful.
After this podcast, after we get done with this, I'm going to show you some stats.
I've seen Kyle Lowry's stats to start the season. I know it doesn't look good, but he's been getting better.
I'm just saying.
He's one of the players, he's had such a slow start to the regular season that he was just now starting to get into rhythm when he went down.
Bro. Yeah. Match his stats with Jason Tatum, and Tatum's not even the first or second option on his team. He's just playing in the system.
I know. Kyle Lowry's been inefficient this year, but I still think it's kind of disrespectful to say.
I mean, it can be disrespectful. You know what's disrespectful? Putting up them numbers. That's what's disrespectful. That's what's disrespectful. I'm just saying, Tatum as a rookie is better than everybody on the Raptors, not named DeMar DeRozan.
But hey, the Raptors have been good this year. I can't even lie.
Hey, DeMar has been very good this year. You like what I did? You like what I did?
This guy. You don't even acknowledge him as a team. He just says DeMar.
Nah, it's just DeMar at this point. Because I already know when the playoffs come, he's going to figure out how to play basketball too. So I'm just waiting for it. You know? So DeMar's been looking real good in this regular season. Just like every other regular season. He looked real good. Just like the reason he got that extension. Because he looked good into the playoffs. It's funny because the contracts him and Kyle Lowry got were based off the regular season. They weren't based on the playoffs. Kyle Lowry
too much.
I promise you, if they was getting paid based off the playoffs, they making less than Lonzo. That's facts.
No, but anyways, so back to the LeBron thing. We got way off topic there somehow. y'all don't think this is going to stain his resume if it is true, like with the stat padding and stuff like that?
I don't think it's going to stain his resume. Stain his resume? No. I mean, LeBron's LeBron. Like you said, he's been this way his whole career. Like,
yeah.
This is who he's been. So anybody that knows him, they know that's what they know this is who LeBron is. And I want to know the teammates that came out and said he's doing this. I want to know who it is. Because if it's not like Dwayne Wade. Smith. Of course. He got high.
It's probably J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson.
Probably Tristan. Low-key.
I can see it being Tristan Thompson.
You know, he getting sick of
people. He's like, I'm not getting minutes. They trying to trade me. Man.
Tristan looked like a snitch.
Right? He talked like a snitch, bro. Have you heard him talk?
Bro, he was probably complaining to whatever Kardashian he's with. Then they started talking.
Yep. Chloe done slipped
exactly
up.
What happened.
Start talking to a reporter. Did you know that LeBron is just stat padding? Like what?
Either that or he had D'Angelo Russell on vacation in Cleveland. He was in the whole same hotel room. Right at the door with
too the soon. Too soon. That is too soon. Oh my God. That's funny. Man, listen, man. LeBron, just do you, bro. Listen, until these niggas show that they can play without you, just do what you do. I don't
That's
care.
A fact.
Like, I don't understand why they complaining about him holding the ball whenever he's not on the court. You lose. Like, let him hold the ball.
That's such a fact. Like, they don't never give us the ball. He do give you the ball when he sits out the game. What do? Nothing.
You just wait for him to get back on the court.
That's because they're out of rhythm. They're out of rhythm.
I want to hear that shit.
Oh, my God.
So, for example, even when Kyrie was there last year, when he would sit out games, he didn't get them out of rhythm then. They was pretty much in rhythm without him the whole game, right?
That's Kyrie's
fault. That's Kyrie. You're right. That's Kyrie's fault.
Kyrie can create his own shot. He's fine without LeBron.
I'm saying, but they record without LeBron was fine last year. They didn't look fine without LeBron last year. They looked pretty ass without LeBron last year. Like, and Kyrie's stats were fine.
Right. Prove that you can do something without LeBron, and maybe he'll think about it.
You know what LeBron needs to do? Sit out the next game. Right. Y'all want the ball?
Take it. See what you do.
Go ahead and move that ball. See how it goes.
I'll sit out the next five games. See if you win one.
Matter of fact, LeBron demands a trade.
Hey,
go ahead.
You got Golden State coming up. You know what? Y'all do you.
Y'all got it. Y'all hold the ball, right? Go ahead. Good luck, GG, bro.
I'll be in the locker room. You know,
I'll just be sitting here chilling. You know,
I'm flipping this bottle, drinking some coffee,
playing bottle flip while y'all getting thrashed by the Warriors because you know y'all want the ball. Y'all want some ball movement.
Come on, JR. Tristan.
Come on, get them assists, man. Get in rhythm. Get in rhythm.
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Like, LeBron, yes, move the ball a little bit quicker. Maybe give IT a chance to, you know, dominate the ball a little bit more just so he can get in rhythm quicker. He can get used to the game quicker off that injury. But, I mean, in retrospect, like, why? Like, why do it? Like we for the past 4 years, we know the Cavs are nothing without LeBron. Like they've shown it. They can't win
because you know you can't beat Golden State with just LeBron. That's why.
You can't even get to Golden State without LeBron.
Oh my God, this guy.
You can't.
They're not saying to trade LeBron. They're just saying just pass the ball more.
I mean,
pass it to him so they can actually win games.
Maybe? I mean, he was passing it to him in the finals last year. They was missing.
Oh my, this guy.
Right. Well, he passed it to Darren Williams. What did Darren Williams do?
Nothing. He passed it to Kyle Korver. What'd he do? Nothing.
He passed it to, what's the ball guy's name? Richard Jefferson.
Ball guy.
He passed it to Dick Jefferson, bro. He did nothing.
Dick Jefferson.
Bro, come on. He gave it to Tristan Thompson. He started pulling jump shots. All I know is this. I've seen Tristan Thompson shoot so many jump shots this season. You got me bent. I wouldn't pass your dumbass the ball either. Like, what are you doing? Like, nigga, why would I give up the ball if you're going to take a jump shot? You're Tristan Thompson. Like, what are you? You're here for rebounding. Why are you shooting? You don't get the ball. Like, I don't have a problem with it, but, you know, all the non-LeBron stands are going to, this is why, blah, blah, blah. And it is what it is. You got to live with it, man.
That's a fact. You got to live with it.
It's one thing if the Timberwolves are coming out saying, oh, Jimmy Butler's holding the ball and stat padding. It's like, yo, Jimmy, who the hell you think you is, bro? Move the ball. These young players I've developed. But when is LeBron, when you're 30 years old,
right. Oh, I can't give Andrew Wiggins more shots.
I can't get in rhythm. How am I supposed to, I heard somebody talking about some, oh, how players supposed to develop with LeBron not passing the ball. Like, these niggas are 31. You're still developing? Who's developing on the Cavs right now? Osman?
JR.
Like, really? LeBron got to worry about developing 30-year-old men like 2 years away from retiring. Are you serious? Like, come on.
Man, people try and say anything to dethrone LeBron.
Go ahead, B-So. That man B-So is probably over there with that, like, these niggas face. Look, you can hear it in his voice.
All I'm saying is his stats won't look as good to me if it comes out that he's been doing this for, like...
Man, how's it going to come out that he's been doing this? First off, how's that going to happen?
If it's been for, like, not just this year. Like, if it's just this year, I don't give a shit. But if it's been, like, 5+ years...
I mean, that's just who he is as a player.
That's who he is.
Yes.
I mean, are you...
When have you ever seen a different LeBron?
I don't know.
In 2011?
Right. 2011.
I mean, that's when I seen a different LeBron. But yeah, that's just me. You know?
And that's when people start calling him. That's when people called him too passive too.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
and now he was passive.
Exactly. He held the ball way too long. Now he's stat padding. I'm just saying, this season is he averaging the most assists this season he's ever averaged? Let's see. Low key. Okay. Now thinking about it. Okay, he is averaging the most assists he's ever averaged. He's averaging the most points. I seriously
think that has more to do with Kyrie being out too.
That is true. I mean, I credited to that
having Kyrie.
But people want to acknowledge that. You know, you see how every time you say that, Bezos just don't say nothing.
The problem is like they're saying this now with IT back.
But he just came back.
But he can still move the ball more. That's all they're saying.
Just, but just I think this is how more. They've been feeling the entire season. Not just since Isaiah Thomas came back.
If it's for the whole entire season, then that's kind of...
I'm pretty sure that's how they felt this whole season.
Yeah, I might say this doesn't seem like something that's just started happening. Like, that's why I want to know what teammates it was. See, if it's like Kevin Love and D Wade saying it, then this might really be a problem. But if you're telling me Amon Shumpert and Osman and damn Tristan Thompson are sitting there complaining,
ain't gonna say nothing about LeBron.
You seen that face he made when LeBron was ratting? I'll never forget that. That's how you knew something's wrong in the Cavs organization, and Dwayne Wade knows. And he's like, this nigga LeBron.
Low-key, he wanted to say something to LeBron right then. He did.
Do you think that's a face like, this nigga LeBron's tripping? Or is it a face like, bro, we talked about this. You already know what it is. Like, I don't know. Because he gave that face like, this nigga is really about to sit here and rant. And we just talked about, nigga, it's just you on this team. Like, we already know what the problem is, LeBron. You gonna yell at him still? Like, really, nigga? And it was easily that face. Or it could have been like, this nigga LeBron tripping. I want to say something, but... I'm on the bench.
I think it was a little of both.
Low key, he didn't even look up. So,
right, he was looking down, shaking his. Do you see the look in his face when the coach yelled at LeBron? He was like, oh.
He was like, oh shit.
He was like, oh no. He looked scared.
He was like, oh, you done fucked up now.
But that coach was going at LeBron.
What's up with coaches going at players this year? Same shit with the coach that went at Giannis. And then you just start yelling at Giannis. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck?
Giannis almost choked that coach out.
The fuck you think this is?
Like, who are you?
Nigga, I'll fuck you up. I ain't never seen this player say that to a coach. That was in the Trill Spree Real shit. Nigga, like, nigga, what? You got the game twisted, nigga.
Yo, Giannis saying that to a coach. Is that coach still have his job?
He does. You know what he said? He was like, me and Giannis always talk to each other like that. We're like brothers. Like, nah, nigga, that nigga Giannis about to piece you up.
We like brothers.
I mean, Giannis about to fold you like an omelet, nigga. You was talk. You was trying to get on that man's nerves, nigga. Giannis wasn't having it.
No, the fuck you not.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. I just, listen, with the cat, it's like with a lot of teams in the East, I'm just waiting till the playoffs to see what they're really going to be. Like with the Celtics, you know, this is the team they're going to be in the playoffs. Like they're a hard, a scrappy team.
Kyrie stole the switch.
Yeah, they're going to a whole new level. But what if Kyrie, he done stole the blueprints and created his own switch? And him and LeBron flipped this nigga.
It lasts the whole season.
Him and LeBron flipped the switch together in the playoffs. Ooh.
Oh shit! Switch is on.
they both the Celtics and the Cavs are sweeping all the teams. So they see each other. Hey, this
is a battle of the switches.
Who has the better switch?
Nintendo Switch had ass.
Hey, low key, I can see Kyrie getting better. I'm just saying, when LeBron was talking about showing Kyrie the blueprints, was he talking about the blueprints to the Switch? Low key. Hey. We might have cracked.
That's probably why the Dish podcast so mad, just like, cracked Pandora's box, get...
y'all. We found out the keys to what that blueprint was, man. It was to the switch.
Bro, watch the Celtics have another level in the playoffs, too. Watch it happen.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's
some stuff I could see happening.
Like, they're going to struggle against the Heat. Stop.
That's what I was about to say. Everyone's supposed to struggle against the Heat in the playoffs.
They're 0-2 against them. Stop.
The regular season. The Cavs got swept by the Bulls in the regular season a couple years ago. And then what happened?
He didn't even face them.
He didn't even make it out the first round. The biggest threat to the Cavs is Rondo. He didn't even make it past the Celtics.
Yo, this man Skip Bayless is bugging. He was like, they have Rondo.
Did you see Rondo? Now there's Rondo right here. It was classic Rondo. That was vintage Rondo right there. In all my years of watching basketball, I haven't seen Rondo play like the way he just played. Like, what, Skip?
What
are you talking about? The chosen one became the frozen one yet again. Oh, man. Yo, I swear, if you need a good laugh, just listen to the worst things that Skip Bayless has ever said. Like, go on YouTube and look up Skip Bayless' worst predictions. Oh my God! It's nothing but Tim Tebow's the next Tom Brady.
it's funny because Shannon Brown like just schools him, and then he just stops and then moves on to the next one. He's like, "Oh, I don't care."
Oh shit! What was the topic? We over here ripping Skip Bayless.
It's on LeBron.
It was LeBron's thigh padding.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that's how we ended up with Skip Bayless. Kind of fitting.
Yeah, right?
But I guess if you guys don't have anything else to add, that's going to do it. You guys want to say anything else about this?
Lonzo is the future. Lonzo career path. He will be the next Jason Kidd mixed with Rondo. I'm calling it now. You heard it here first.
Jason Kidd mixed with Rondo.
Jason Kidd's offense with Rondo's defense, Jason bro. Kidd?
Yeah.
No. Jason Kidd's offense with Rondo's defense.
But wasn't Jason Kidd a good defender?
No, but because Jason Kidd turned into a good shooter eventually.
Why not just Jason Kidd?
Because I like Rondo on defense better, okay? Leave me alone. Dang.
I don't see why Rondo got
it. Jason Kidd plus Rondo.
Just let me have this. Let me have this.
If you're talking about defense, why Rondo? Why not say Jason Kidd makes a Kawhi Leonard?
Because he's not sick. Yo, just, bro, outros, bro. Outros, bro. Just skip to the outros. All right. Skip to the outros.
That was your outro, but all right.
I hate you so much.
All right. I'm going to say my outro, man. Thank y'all for watching this episode of the Dish Podcast. I hope y'all had some fun. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes if you're listening. But, yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us back on the Dish. hope you guys washed your dishes, cleaned them real nice.
Oh my
God. Get them ready for the next time. Get ready to use them. Because we don't eat off no dirty dishes here. So that's kind of trifling. But Dom, you want to say goodbye?
Oh my God. He really said that. Don't eat no. You know what? He took the words right out of my mouth, man. Don't eat off no dirty dishes because that's trifling, man. It's been your boy Dom. I can't, bro. I can't.
Alright, I guess that's gonna do it for this episode. Peace.
Here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird, flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.